For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Well, girls basketball takes center stage again tonight as teams get back to the schedule. Wadiwalk Center comes in with a record of 1-1 to take on the Ithaca Bulldogs, who are 0-2 to start the young season. The game will be played at Ithaca Schools tonight, and we'll have it on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, beginning with a pregame time right around 7 o'clock. Also this evening, games in the area for girls: Brookwood at Westby, Lafarge Youth Initiative will play at New Lisbon, Fenimore at River Ridge, Cashton visits Kickapoo, Highland back in action tonight with a game at Iowa Grant, Benton at Southwestern, Barneville travels to Darlington as well. The first night for boys basketball will be tomorrow evening. Teams will have enough practices in to start that schedule, and the games will include Ithaca opening up at Royal, Westby is at Mauston, Lafarge at Brookwood. Also, Riverdale is traveling to Seneca on the opening night tomorrow night. Arcadia is at Sparta, Cashton at Kickapoo, Wisconsin Dells at Portage. River Valley opens up tomorrow night with a game against Mount Horeb for Coach Luke Thatcher's club. Also, it will be Lancaster at Barneveld, Iowa Grant at Belmont, and River Ridge travels to Fenimore. Plus, the Ridgeland Center Hornets open up their campaign with a home game against Viroqua tomorrow night. JV action beginning around 5:45 and the varsity at 7:30 as the Hornets play host to the Blackhawks. And we officially get the winter sports season underway with girls and boys basketball. Wrestling has been underway with practice since last week, and a few dual meets will be beginning this week as well for some teams across the state. Also, those first tournaments will begin that first weekend in December. Well, yesterday the Packers picked up a win over San Francisco 38-10. The Niners were playing with an injured lineup. They turned the ball over three times and committed 9 penalties. The 3 turnovers led to 21 points. The Green Bay running game dominated with Josh Jacobs rushing 26 times for 106 yards.
I mean, it felt good, man, to be able to play a complete game, you know, as a team. And I mean, they was getting turnovers and defense was getting turnovers, and we was scoring and getting points out of it. You know, that's the biggest thing, man. A lot of the times we feel like we hurt ourselves in situations. So to see everybody locked in and focused is something that we definitely are proud of, and it's something that we need to keep building from.
Jordan Love threw 2 touchdown passes. Tucker Kraft was a recipient of one of those. He talked about getting the game going, including the running game, which opens things up.
We had to rely on the legs of our backs to get there, and it worked. So we just used them to get off the field as well. It was a great opportunity to show, you know, get back to run the ball. We weren't beating ourselves up. We were playing complimentary football with the defense. They'd get a turnover, we turn into points. So it was just smooth.
Elsewhere yesterday in the NFL, Austin Seibert missed his second extra point of the game with 21 seconds left after Washington's Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin connected on an 86-yard touchdown. The Cowboys recovered an onside kick, returned it for a touchdown, and pulled out a 34-26 victory that extended the Commanders' skid to 3 games. It was Detroit over Indianapolis 24-6, Kansas City 30, Carolina 27. Miami beat New England 34-15. The Bears lost to Minnesota in overtime on a field goal 30-27. The final: Tampa Bay 30, the Giants 7, Tennessee 32-27 over Houston. Denver beat Las Vegas 29-19. Seattle 16, Arizona 6. And Saquon Barkley ran for touchdowns of 70 and 72 yards in the second half and finished with an Eagles record 255 yards rushing in the streaking Philadelphia Eagles' 7th consecutive victory, 37-20 over the Los Angeles Rams. Barkley finished with the 9th most yards rushing in a game in NFL history, largely thanks to his huge touchdown runs early and late in the second half. He rushed for a 70-yard score on the opening snap of the third quarter, and he added a 72-yard surge up the middle with 2:44 to play. Barkley finished with 302 total yards. He leads the NFL with 1,392 yards rushing. The NFL Monday night game tonight has Baltimore playing at the LA Chargers. Over the weekend, the Badger football team lost And it was a tough one. The Badger defense that held high-scoring Ohio State to just 16 points a week ago was trampled by Nebraska Saturday. The Huskers beat Wisconsin 44-25. Quarterback Braden Locke connected on 20 of 30 passes for 292 yards and three touchdowns in a losing effort. UW still needs one more win to have six and qualify for a bowl game. The Badgers wrap up the regular season Friday with a home game against border rival Minnesota at Camp Randall Stadium. High-scoring John Tanya put another 33 points on the board as the Badgers bounce back from an uninspiring first half against Pitt on Sunday. After trailing by 7 at intermission, Wisconsin came back to beat the Panthers 81-75. Here's Coach Greg Gard.
You know, the first half, I thought we settled at times for too many jump shots, mid-range things. Our spacing got bad. You know, so once we settled in a little bit there, the back half of the first half, and we were able to get some rhythm back. And then, obviously, second half, I thought we were better, you know, on both ends of the floor.
Wisconsin improved to 7-0 on the season, marking the team's best start since opening the 2014-15 season with seven straight wins. That team went on to reach the 2015 National Championship game. UW has won back-to-back regular season non-conference tournaments and three in the last four seasons. The Badgers also won the 2021 Maui Invitational and the 2023 Fort Myers tip-off. John Tanya had struggled a bit early, came off the bench, and finished strong for Coach Greg Gard.
You know, he didn't start well. He got back cut for a dunk, and then he goes the other end, and he traveled and took a bad shot. So I sat him down just like, hey, let's gather ourselves a little bit here. And then, quite frankly, putting me at the four in this game was better for him because it allowed him to drive the slots versus trying to come from the wing where the defense was loaded.
The Badgers connected on 60% of their shots in the second half. Next up for Wisconsin is Chicago State on Saturday. When foul trouble slowed down standouts like Cam Jones and Stevie Mitchell, forward David Joplin scored 29 points Saturday in Marquette's 80-69 win over Georgia. Joplin hit 6 three-pointers. Marquette hit almost 60% of its shots in the second half and was deadly from the free throw line in the closing minutes. Marquette meets Stonehill in its next game at home coming up on Wednesday. Games in the NBA last night and yesterday, Boston 107, Minnesota 105, Indiana beat Washington 115-103, the Clippers 125, Philadelphia 99. In overtime, Miami beat Dallas 123-118, Cleveland 122, Toronto 108, Brooklyn over Sacramento 108-103. In the NHL, Toronto is a winner, getting by Utah on the ice 3-2. And that's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.